Can I just say, first of all, that I am so proud to see so many people here in front of the town hall today to make their feelings known on this absolutely crucial issue. It really does show what a fantastic city Sheffield is, the contribution that immigrants have made to this city and all communities, including the Muslim community, of all its different shades in this city, have made an incredible contribution to this city. And it's important now, more than ever, that people stand up and make that clear, that we utterly reject what's happening in America and Donald Trump's policies. Sheffield has... Sheffield's always been a city of sanctuary. We've welcomed people facing persecution from all across the world, including a number of communities from across the Muslim world. And we're all extremely proud to say that. What's particularly disturbing amongst numerous other things that Donald Trump has done recently, not least to say the utter degradation of the Mexican people, alongside now the Muslim community, is taking away people's compassion, is taking away people's dignity, and seems to go against everything that basic dignity teaches about the human race. The ban on 7 countries with a Muslim majority is not based on any logic or reason whatsoever. It's not even based on any security concerns. You only have to look, if you even to go down that route, that most attacks in the US have been undertaken by US citizens, not people from other countries. What Donald Trump is doing is that it effectively dehumanizes and demonizes 1.6 billion people across this planet. It emboldens those with an agenda of hate and does everything to turn people against each other. That's what creates bigotry, violence, and all the problems that we face ourselves together. It is the opposite of the answers that we should be pursuing as a world. Amongst all the different people that I'm friends with and colleagues with, that my son goes to school with, plays football with, Muslims play a valuable part in that friend group for me and my son. And the thought that they will be turned away from entering the United States simply because they follow a particular faith is utterly disgusting. And what's particularly disturbing is that world leaders from across the globe have dismissed what Donald Trump said, have spoken out strongly against it, all that is, apart from Theresa May, our own Prime Minister. In fact, she was trying, kicking and screaming, to say something about this. And I think what Theresa May has to understand is that actually it's not just an issue for the United States and their own policies, because the tone that she sets in reacting to Donald Trump sends out a message to this country. It sends out a message to Muslims in this country and the incredible contribution that those people have faced, have brought to this country. Britain is an incredibly international and tolerant country, or certainly should be. And Theresa May is the first person who should be setting that tone across the country. So we urge her to make her views, the views of the people of this country, clear to Donald Trump, and utterly reject, as you do, what Donald Trump is saying. This is a wrong way to go, and we're great.